Hi, I'm David Ramey. I'm the owner and winemaker, sort of almost, not quite emeritus, but heading that way, of Ramey Wine Cellars in Healdsburg, California. And Ray has asked me if there's a favorite wine word that I have. And I'm going to answer it in a different way. First, I'm going to steer everybody to Eric Asimov's column from, this is Friday's, from Wednesday's print edition of the New York Times, where he gives some very useful wine descriptor words. And then I'm going to say the reason I like that is, at least partly, is because, and I blame it a little on UC Davis's aroma wheel of some years ago. And wine writing has devolved to coming up with as many descriptors of the wine. Oh, this is cherries, this is apricots, this is prunes, whatever it is. And I don't think that way. To me, it's not about aroma per se, unless something's wrong with the wine. I mean, if there's volatile acidity or hydrogen sulfide or acetaldehyde, that's a fault. But other than that, the aroma, to me, it's about the tactility, the mouthfeel. And so to me, the descriptors that give an impression of the mouthfeel are the good ones. And at the risk of being a little politically incorrect, I miss the days of the old Italians and the old French, often guys, who would describe wines in terms of gender. This is a feminine wine. This is a masculine wine. This is a muscular wine. This is a lithe wine. This wine is more Audrey Hepburn. This wine is more Jane Mansfield. To me, that's very descriptive. That tells me what the mouth is gonna, what it's gonna feel like in my mouth, and I just don't think people drink wine because of the way it smells. I think they drink wine because of how it feels in their palate and how it interplays with the food that they're eating.